From NPR News, this is Day to Day. President Bush insists otherwise, but outside Washington, in state capitals across the country, state officials say recession has arrived. That's from a nationwide survey of state fiscal directors. They're warning things are going from bad to worse. Marketplace's Bob Moon is here now. And Bob, what's going on at the state level that has all these fiscal directors so gloomy?
Well, Madeline, the trouble here is that this recession talk, nobody will quite say it for sure. Let me give you the quote of the day from the National Conference of State Legislatures. This report says some states have declined so much that they appear to be in a recession. The sluggish economy is hitting tax revenue, of course, and it's not just because of the hit on taxes being caused by the housing slump. We've been hearing growing concern about inflation in recent days, in particular from higher food prices and, of course, the skyrocketing cost of gasoline. Well, that means people aren't doing as much discretionary spending because all their money is being chewed up by these other things, and that affects sales taxes. This survey of state fiscal leaders out today counts 16 states, along with Puerto Rico, reporting shortfalls in their current budgets. 6 months ago, the number was just half that.
So President Bush says he thinks the economy is still growing. Which is it?
Well, this does continue to be the subject of an ongoing debate here. Many economists point to the latest numbers out this week on slumping manufacturing orders, and they say that's the latest indication of a recession. But this past Tuesday, President Bush said it's just not so. He reminded reporters at a news conference in New Orleans that a recession is when the economy actually goes into reverse. It contracts, and he argued that's just not happening.
We're not in a recession. We're in a slowdown.
And then the next day, the president appeared at a White House ceremony in observance of National Small Business Week, and he came up with another way of describing it.
This is obviously a difficult time for the economy. And, I like to say it's a rough patch.
Well, this report out today from the state officials actually says that whether or not the national economy is in a recession is almost beside the point for some of these states.
And so what are these state officials predicting in the months ahead?
Well, the upcoming fiscal year that starts July 1st in most states actually looks even worse. More than two-thirds of the states say they're concerned about next year's budgets. Just yesterday, we heard from California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger predicting his state will be facing a budget deficit of more than $10 billion in the coming fiscal year. But we should note that these problems aren't being faced in some states, in states where the economy is being fueled, shall we say, by energy. North Dakota, Wyoming, just to name a couple. And Alaska is doing so well that it's estimating a budget surplus next year of around $8 billion.
$8 billion. Well, thank you, Bob, for that, ending that on a little bit of good news. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.